Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Same subject, basically. So I'll do some more of the Brozo response comments. The story gets a little more, whatever, disgusting. He put up a new video that was just name calling. So the whole video was just taking a bunch of people and calling them some silly name, like Mother Sits on His Face, like Steve, Mother Sits on His Face, Garvey, and, putting that in a horse race, like horses have funny names. So that was the video. Great lover of science, this guy. Right, so let's just understand, he doesn't think the subject of energy in the universe is very interesting, and this is the kind of video he puts up. So this is their only spokesperson for all the little cranks who say I'm wrong but can't provide anything called evidence or reasoning or logic or a drawing, the despair vulgaro people, who claim someday they're going to make an argument, but they never do. All right, so as has been pointed out in the previous video, so we'll do a little bit of the physics. This is basically a lever. You can basically just say, okay, I can create the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour and the 5-ton train, going 5 miles an hour. 10 miles an hour. And so I can create them here. I can basically say this is a 10-ton train, and it's going to be going at its maximum speed right here in the middle. When it gets to the middle, it's going to be going 5 miles an hour. And this one's the 5-ton train, and it's on the other side, and it's going to go right here at the middle, 10 miles an hour. And the two will be equal. They'll oscillate. And so it basically proves that, yes, the Physics Girl video, all these videos that pretend there's, 8-pound bowling balls have more energy, all of this fake notion that there's extra energy is just nonsense. Because obviously something with 1/2 the energy couldn't create something with twice as much energy. That's free energy. If that happened in the universe, if we had a transformer, for example, in electricity, and we had a voltage squared rule, then that would mean that when we transferred from low voltages to high voltages, we would be making extra energy. And when we transferred from high voltages to low voltages, we'd be losing a tremendous amount of the energy. When we know now the transformer loses a certain amount of heat, but basically does a fairly efficient transfer, 85% or 90%, whatever. And the two things are equal, that electricity is rational and that it's just amperage times voltage. It's not irrational in the sense that it's not 1/2 mv squared, it's not something silly. All right, again, let's understand that they were certain, just as certain as this Michael Falwell and all these idiots, they were just as certain when they had mv squared for over 100 years, they had mv squared as the definition of energy, and they were all confident, that's the truth. And then in the 1800s, they stuck a half in front of it, proving that their answers were way the hell off. But they were confident, they were certain, they all believed. Frankly, not as many people were, they hadn't completely sold this delusion, this religion. There were still some rational people on Earth. But yes, eventually they irrationalized all of them. And it's just so basic and so obvious. Okay, now this pendulum argument came in because there's two facts about pendulums. Okay, the first fact is that if I have the same length of string, it doesn't matter what size mass I put on it, I'll get the same period. Okay, so the speed at which it will swing, will be the same. So the mass doesn't matter. Same as with gravity. The mass doesn't matter theoretically. Now, of course, it does matter on Earth, because air resistance is going to be different for small objects than big objects and all that stuff, so it doesn't work out perfectly. But theoretically, or in space, or however you want to describe it, the idea would be is that the amount of force affecting the object is proportional to its mass, and so they'll swing at the same rate. And the other curious fact is that if I if I have a pendulum and I put a certain amount of energy into it, that, you know, I'll end up making the same mistake again, that the period, okay, will be the same. So how high I lift the pendulum, all right, also doesn't matter. Wait a minute. Yes, the period will be the same. So the higher I lift it, the faster it's going to move, and the less I lift it, the slower it's going to move, and those two things will end up equaling. So the more distance will end up equaling the shorter distance, okay, in the sense that the shorter distance is at a slower velocity because they're not gaining the same speed. Now, so that illustrates pretty much what a lever is converting for. So if I could really do a pendulum experiment where I could actually crash the big heavy object, okay, like a Newton's cradle, into a light object, and I could make the light object fly off at twice the velocity, you know, then it could oscillate like a pendulum, like an uneven pendulum. And that's what the pendulum is basically doing. See, it's taking free fall out of it entirely. So there's no proportional effects of gravity. It's changing that effect because nothing's free falling. The two mass is actually pushing the one mass up. It's not being allowed to free fall. And the one mass likewise. So if I gave it enough energy to lift it off, we know the one mass would go four times higher. But when it's attached to the lever, it only goes two times higher, right? It's only twice as much motion, twice. This size is twice this size, okay, in terms of the distance moved. And it should be four if it was free falling in gravity. If you were shooting it into gravity or letting it fall in gravity, to get the same twice the velocity, you'd have to allow it to draw, to go four times the distance. So that's illustrating the fact that the lever is doing the converting. It's actually making this possible. It's making it possible for you to give all the energy of this object to this object, the small one, and for the small one to give its higher, you know, to convert its velocity into a slower velocity for the bigger object. So now they can completely transfer their energy. And so the lever is allowing you to do that complete transfer. But it's clearly, this is the 10-ton train. This is what will happen. A 10-ton train will hit here, and a 5-ton train can leave here. And that's what's going to happen, going 10 miles an hour. So the object they say has twice as many joules of energy clearly can be created with something that has half that amount of energy. That's free energy, and we know it isn't true. So we know this isn't true. This stuff can't be accurate. All right. And let's understand, it was first this piece of nonsense, and then they had to add this nonsense to fix this broken nonsense. So it's just double nonsense. Just get rid of the original error, and then you don't need the fix for the error. And just, here, this is what Galileo, Newton, and Descartes got right answers with. And there's absolutely zero evidence that this ever got a wrong answer. So, no physical evidence, no experimental evidence that means anything to anybody who's reasonable and can understand sometimes experiments can be deceptive if you do them in ways that aren't careful and well designed. So, so that's why I brought up the pendulum, is just to illustrate that point. Now, I've said it poorly and misdescribed it, but the point is that clearly gravity, free-falling, okay, would look different. And the difference is that the lever is fixing the problem you can't fix in the free-fall circumstance, in the pendulum circumstance. The pendulum can't completely transfer the energy, where the lever can. So you get an honest, you get the honest truth. You get the realization that four times the fall only means twice the velocity. It does this conversion. It changes four times the distance into twice the velocity. So you're already, it's already converted. The 2 seconds, you're only in the gravity twice as long when you're going four times higher. That's the key difference. And this twos are now, you know, this is, it's fixing what you can't see, okay, when something's falling, unless you've got a stopwatch to measure how much time. because then you would realize that the heavy thing falling is not going to gain the same, because it's falling much less distance. It's clearly got a huge velocity disadvantage, because it's that second where you're traveling very fast through the gravity and covering a lot of distance. So anyway, I could have summarized that more perfectly, but I'm just saying that there's the clear relationship where you understand this is you can't fix this. You can't change these facts. They're so well established as facts. And there's no way you could make any rational sense out of this oscillating with only 100 joules and this oscillating with 200 joules. It can't be a physical reality, because that's free energy. Alright. Should be enough said. Alright. So we'll go to some more of these comments. So they've added a couple on one of the comment sections I was on. So I just thought I would go through some of that crap. So the Falwell guy says, "We had some of those toys last year." So he's talking about some, you know, whatever, ping pong ball shooter. All right, and then he says, "Yes, a stop and think button is much needed." And that's really the whole point. You're saying that somehow, you know, it's just so two-faced of you not to realize that maybe you people need to do some stopping and thinking and recognizing that there are so many points that could be argued about how much it doesn't make any sense. You're saying that a gun fires and there's 2,000 joules of energy going this way and only 2 joules going that way. And you're satisfied with that as a truth, even though you'll claim Newton's third law means something. How can it be equal and opposite reactions if you're saying there's 1,000 times more energy going one way than the other way? It can't make any sense thermodynamically. If I set it in watts, there's 2 watts that way and, you know, 2,000 watts that way. You say that makes sense. I mean, you should stop and think. If he did that, he may become aware of how far from the path he is actually straying. So again, there's no argument here that has anything to do with physics or facts or even experiments. There's been no counter-argument by any of these people to anything stated in any of these videos, any arguments made about Professor Lewin's clay experiment, okay, his air track experiment where it can be clearly demonstrated the 2-mass cart can't possibly weigh twice the amount. It's not possible. It doesn't have the necessary junk on it. It's missing pieces. But he won't respond to any of those facts. All right. That's very interested in the microwave experiments. So again, there's not going to be any microwave experiments produced by Brozo that are going to demonstrate anything at all, confirming any notion of anything called an interference. Okay, I put them on watch before the school run. I don't know what that means. I also did see the quite brazen comment that was left too. So there was a comment left apparently by the, whatever he was called, shitty hermit old guy or whatever his name was. And so, yes, he does seem a bit rude. I blocked him. Anyway, you do what makes you feel comfortable, Steve. So, I don't know, all this bullshit. You know, why don't you make relevant arguments to relevant points in the videos? Like the videos where I say, please explain where I said something inaccurate about how levers work. Okay, I do understand why you withdrew them. So apparently he deleted the comments. And it's your channel and choose to do so. So these are the same people who gripe that I'm not going to accept insults as the only portion of something's video. Okay, somebody's going to post a comment and it's only the substance is an insult. I don't have to accept that. You can do better than that. Anyway, hope you're okay anyway, matey. I'm taking advantage of, dare I say it, the summer weather. Some sort of building a house. Okay. YouTube deleted my long reply, Michael. So he's claiming YouTube deleted something. Well, I think the original comment is also deleted, and that didn't happen. Anyway, for calling that old hermit a cunt, I think. Whoops, I did it again. Okay, so I can't believe YouTube let you use the C word. I've been censored for far less colorful language. Yes, it is kind of funny. Hope your new day been okay, Steve. I just finished up working the day, very productive, building, blah, 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 blah. So it's all about this little, you know, playing with children crap. Bath time. See, he likes to talk about, you know, erections and bath time. And children. It's all the same subject for these people. Anyway, yeah, but I think I overused it to describe the hermit guy. So there was somewhere in here a conversation. Where the hell did it go? Yeah, the there was more on this race video. Anyway, okay, so he's talking about some tricycle that fell apart, you know. And, you know, these are the people, these are the pro-life people that, you know, think they should just keep subjecting children to cancer and falling off their tricycle. I don't think that we should subject them to either one. Anyway, just watched the horse race. Loved it. Very good. So again, the video was just 3 minutes of, oh, let's just call people names. You'll show their picture and call them a funny name. So that's what he's degraded or devolved into. I mean, he talks about lowbrow, and he talks about, you know, uses these disparaging terms about people's, you know, status and quality, and yet he'll go that low, pathetically low. Hopefully the wind is okay. I always check and double check, blah, 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 blah. So there's nothing here about the horse. I think there was another comment that Brozo made, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. It's gone now. There's nothing else there. So anyway, he's deleted the video, okay? So obviously, I guess somebody, okay, that he must have some respect for must have pointed out to him that you make us look ridiculous. I mean, if this is your physics argument, you're just going to take a family portrait, so to speak, and you're going to just start name-calling the kids, you know, what the fuck? How low will you go? All right. I mean, if I made the same video about, like, say he's promoted some woman singer or something, you know, and I made a video about her skanky cunt, you know, yeah, what the fuck? Anyway, well, Newton was unreliable. Okay, we already did that. Oh yeah, that's right. We're not going to read that one because he can't manage the tiniest of etiquette, you know. So I don't know about the Grammys. Who cares? At any rate, I think singing. No, that's too silly. Gary is working too, but his work is with a camera and some concepts from high school physics. The point is, are those concepts in any way resolved by evidence? You're claiming a truth, a God theory, in my opinion, okay? It's woo. You might as well be talking about entanglement and all the other crap. And you think you can just say it. And if you say it as a group, it's the truth. And nobody can argue with you. And if they do, you'll slander them. That's all you're showing. You're just showing you can't put up an argument defending your God. You're claiming, I must believe. Yet you have nothing to demonstrate it except your own confidence. And what is your own confidence made out of? An apparent desire to wooify the universe. That's about it, right? So you're just a religious kook. With these simple tools, you cannot get to the top of physics by circumferring the whole of modern physics from since Einstein and quantum revolution. So again, he's all caught up in his quantum revolution, and that's all this is about. you know, you just, you're not allowed to point out how, well, the boat you're sailing is full of holes, okay? And it's not going to sail forever. It will sink. It'll demonstrate itself to be flawed and broken. And that's already sort of happened. There's no compatibility between Einstein's bent space and the quantum field mechanics of quantum mechanics. They're not compatible. One of them is going to have to be killed by yourselves, okay? You're going to have to kill one of them, or both of them. And the point is I think I can demonstrate that both of them are stupid, just as the square was stupid and the half was stupid. Okay, even if Gary was a genius. So again, what's the point of it? I mean, what's the point of their actual arguments, okay, in, you know, made? They can be evaluated. It doesn't matter the source, okay, in some respects, because the arguments themselves are just that, arguments. You're saying anyone who makes these arguments is automatically not a genius. They're not allowed to make them without being insulted by you. Okay, he would first have to learn modern physics in college. So again, it's, you know, modern physics isn't physics, it's mathematics. And the mathematics is premised on a bunch of fake formulas. That's the whole argument here. The formula is bullshit. The fact that you can contrive layers and layers of bullshit to pile on top of that wrong answer doesn't mean anything. I mean, the fact that you can keep building on a rotten foundation, there's no law that says you can't do it. The suggestion to you is that if you choose to do that, it will fail. It will, the flaw will show eventually, and your Tower of Pisa will start leaning. Okay, learn modern physics in college. Then he can unify the theories of general relativity. So again, why would I bother unifying nonsense with nonsense? I don't need general relativity. It doesn't, there's no obligation to believe it. No, there's no, you haven't demonstrated in any way that any part of it is correct, that light is twice as bent by gravity. You really think you've proven that with some preponderance of the evidence or something? No, you've got nothing. You've got a crappy Eddington experiment and a bunch of essentially lies about scatter experiments. And the standard model, anyway. The standard model of what? Invented particles that have no home. They don't exist in any place on Earth. So they have 400 particles and they have no way to cram them into an atom. They can't draw you a picture of the atom with those, that crap in it. I mean, it's just such bullshit. All right, so Gary is still back in the 18th century somewhere debating Leibniz, which, again, that's what good physicists did back in the 1800s, the 1700s. And you ignored them. Your kind ignored them just to jump on the wooey bandwagon of fun, extra free energy. You know, that's all that happened. Even as a debunker of non-mainstream attempts in physics, such as Leibniz physics. So you're doing the same thing twice. Leibniz. Yes, Leibniz failed to make the argument. Nobody was convinced by Leibniz. Will you concede that point? Just about nobody. All right, the fact that absolutely nobody, he had to be charity buried. I mean, there wasn't anybody even that interested when he died to even bury him. They had to go get the money from his old owners. Nobody gave a shit. I mean, come on. You think that's the winner of the energy argument? I don't think so. Gary is no use since he has no knowledge of the primary text of Leibniz. So here we go. Show me a piece of Leibniz's primary text, you fucking liar. So of course I do have knowledge of it. I've searched it and read it, and it's the most nonsensical gibberish you'll ever want to read. Monads and solitons. That's his theory. He actually did, throughout his life, periodically argue in defense of such silly notions as, if God wants it to, a pea could hit a 10 million ton boulder and they would both fly off at the same velocity as the pea. I mean, he was a jerk. Anyway, and is not a Leibnizian scholar. So you are? No. So you know I'm wrong somehow. I don't know how you know that. But clearly you're the one that hasn't done any research. But do any research at all, and you'll just find that Leibniz, on the subject of energy, was fucking clueless. None of it could make any sense to anybody. I'm right, you're wrong. That was his argument. All right. As a historian or a historian of science. So again, his letters are out there, and his written papers are out there, and if you could find anything in them that makes a coherent defense, then show it to me. But you won't find anything Leibniz wrote that will in any way defend mv squared as rational, because he won't compare it to anything physically real. He won't give you an example like Newton did, like Descartes did, like Galileo did. Okay, he has just read some sentences on Wikipedia. So, yes, I read those plus all of the other pages just about on the internet on the subject. So, again, go find a source and let's see if I've already read it. All right, about Leibniz and how he thinks he can judge the whole system of Leibniz in detail. I can't judge it because it's incomprehensible. Go ahead, find some paragraphs that have his soliton and monad theory in it, okay? And you explain it to me. You tell me what the fuck that crap is. There's some sort of like a little soul, like if you're a monad is like a soul, and as it advances, as your soul gets more powerful, it becomes a soliton. This has something to do with physical reality. Fuck you. So look at what he's defending an overtly religious theory. I mean, of Leibniz's own creation. His own creation of how angels evolve or something. And that's what this asshole is saying. Anybody who disagrees with that mush, okay, has somehow needs to be slandered. All right. I mean, just amazing. Gary does not understand that even as a historian of science, he would be laughed out of the field. So again, this isn't a complex history. There's a few papers written, correspondence between people, and that's all there is. There isn't anything else. Well, and of course, there's his, you know, translated works that are, in my opinion, completely unreadable. So if you can read them and find something in them that makes any sense, again, show me the paragraphs that make sense. All right, since it would become evident very quickly that he has no real knowledge of Leibnizian system of philosophy. So I wish these people had the tiniest bit of integrity and could actually produce some sort of representation of the Leibnizian system of philosophy. Solitons and monads. Go ahead, explain solitons and monads to me. And then explain how that's the real world. And Leibniz was really onto something. The soliton and the monad. Fuck. Too amazing. So anyway. Thanks for your faith in me. Oh, that's just amazing. But music is just an occasional hobby for me these days. Oh, isn't that just so sweet? Forgive the brief response to your wonderfully eloquent post, which I cannot match in any way, but I'm trying to get another video out. So this is getting his video out, just a name-calling video. I mean, just too ridiculous. While I'm in the mood. Okay, so don't want to take my foot off the gas, so to speak. So this is what he thinks is the gas, is a video that has absolutely no... It's nothing relevant to the subject of physics, and it's not even relevant to any subject. It's just somebody saying, I don't like you, and I'm going to call you names. Flumpy Trumpy. There, I win the argument. It's just too pathetic. I appreciate the thought that must have gone into your work here. Thank you. Isn't that just such a pile of puke? No, thank you for your video. So he's thanking him again for, yes, videos that are just slander and nonsense. Okay. These are about the most awaited videos for me on YouTube. So just hilarious. All right, the ramblings of Gary. So again, the rambling is a lever. So, and this, you know, asshole, this logical empiricist can't manage to draw a picture of a lever and explain how it makes perfectly good sense that there's twice as much energy on one side of the lever than there is on the other side. That makes sense to him. Okay. Gary may just be a small part of the whole of things, but for me it is quite personal to refute the man and his system. So again, the system. What's the system? So he's got to debunk the system because it doesn't have God in it. So this is, again, just a faker. He calls himself logical, and it doesn't have anything to do with logical. It's a God empiricist. He's just an inquisitioner. Maybe that is because I used to be a believer in Gary. Oh, okay. So these another one of the little butthurt crowd. So every one of these little fuckers at one point was saying, oh, yeah, it's very interesting. You're fighting the fight. All this crap. And then somewhere I said something honest, like, man, you have a really big nose or something. They got offended, and now they have to become mortal enemies because I pointed out that, small penis. Anyway, I don't know. You know, what is it? It's just so fucking ridiculous. Okay, I used to be a believer in Gary. I mean, it's just hilarious. And what was the magic words? Circumcision, was that it? Oh yes, that was probably the subject. I insulted your lovely and beautiful skanky foreskin. Oh, and that did it for him. I mean, these people are just, this is so pathetic. You're so pathetic. This is even funnier than Leibniz's solitons and monads. Anyway, Gary, though only for a short time. In this time, I alienated friends and family alike and hurt many feelings of persons near and dear to me. I guess all his little breeder friends or something. I wonder what this subject was. It'd be really nice if he could really get to it. What was the big issue? Oh, all right. Partly I blame the influence of Gary. So Gary makes videos describing what he thinks is logical. That's not okay. But you can't do it. It's okay for you to do what you think is logical. Oh, you're just such a hypocrite. A pathetic hypocrite. All right. And if we can prevent just one honest, whatever this struggling one's soul... Okay, so it's a soul thing. So there, I guess we have the truth here. Not going for answers to Gary. So that I don't think I just read that badly. Just one honest struggling one soul, not going for answers to Gary. Yeah, that's just not written in some way you can read it. I think our work here has borne fruit. So your work is slander, evasion of every subject I've brought up, and this comment is just perfect in the sense that you're illustrating how you haven't done any research on Leibniz and you can't defend anything he said. You really can't with any kind of reasoning or logic. Sorry for the long delay in replying. I called that evening. Yes, I appreciate your motivation. I'm guessing his influence over you that caused too much family upset must have been in relation to his philosophical views rather than his science guesses. So again, they're science assertions, and they're ones you can't counter with anything logical. You can't stay on the subject. You can't draw a lever. A lever. Okay. Not that many people I know or the family would know the difference between Goofy's garbage and Ken Wheeler's ramblings or actual real science. So, and actual real science is what? Entanglement? You believe in entanglement, do you? All right. Multiverses? My family seems more governed by their... His family. Hilarious. They certainly get upset if I disagree with any of that, almost like it is their second religion. And you're just exactly the same way. And nobody can attack or point out how you're full of shit. But I can't imagine any of my family caring who or what I believed in privately. Whatever that means. Yeah, I don't know what that even means. I have my little private beliefs. What are those? I mean, what exactly would your private beliefs be? I'm just curious. I don't really have any private beliefs. You know, so I really don't understand the concept. Why do I have to have private beliefs? I mean, why do I have to hide my private beliefs? What belief could you possibly have that you feel you need to keep private? Oh, it probably has something to do with the playing with children thing. So long as I did not talk about it. I guess you must have talked about him to them and they realized he was wrong and straight away. So I don't think that happened, but whatever. I think what he did was he recognized there's some truths in the world that, you know, and blah, 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 people suck. Maybe they should be vegetarians, maybe some other thing. And he argued with people and found it unpleasant. He does come across as all innocent. Yes. So again, this come across thing. There can't be anything other than what he is. There really, this come across thing, like this is a pantomime. Like I'm wearing some sort of costume. No, it's not really possible. All right. Butter wouldn't melt in his mouth until the likes of Steve Godfrey or Bad Ethics Channel, etc., expose him. So again, there's no exposure. My videos are public. The assertions I've made in them, I would continue to make and will continue to make. So, bragging about not even being trustworthy near a dirty laundry basket because he be smelling everyone's underwear. Yikes. So that's a complete lie. All right, so that crap never happened. I never said any such thing. I never bragged about any such thing. So again, that's just a complete lie. Amazing. All right, anyway. Dog tired of what? Lying? You're tired because you spend your whole fucking life living on lies. This is the best you can do, is name calling and lying. Oh, okay. So, I mean, really, I mean, the Bad Ethics Channel demonstrates such bad ethics. This is a channel that's used my house as its icon, okay, a picture of. I mean, you know, it's just so ironically silly in terms of the distortions and the perversions of what actually is said. And the Steve Godfrey, again, Steve, his mother sat on his face, Godfrey, you know, the issues this retard has. And the fact that he's only living for hate. I mean, the very fact that he contrives videos where he takes sentences actually out of context. It's like he's just using a computer, you know, it's like photoshopping a voice profile, you know, and changing actually what people say because you're taking it so far out of context. I mean, it's disgusting behavior. Anyway, but he applauds that. Okay. Anyway, dog tired. I've been killing me, keeping me awake for hours. So he's, I do all that work of putting together his name-calling video. There just isn't time to listen to Goofy's pathetic response in full, but I tend to get the highlights from people, which is helpful and appreciated. So, again, he can't even bother to read the commentary he's, you know, going to counter. So he can't even listen to the argument he's pretending he's debunking. It's just so pathetic. All right. So here's a hermit old guy. So this apparently is somebody, the guy who said something unacceptable. I don't know. Here's this, of course. So this is an oscillating pendulum, right? So this is the one that swings, you know. So, yes, I said it wrong. Okay. So all of this crap because I merely said it wrong. But it doesn't change how levers work, doesn't change anything. Yes, that's quite beautiful. And it wouldn't work if Gary was right. So again, yes, Gary already concedes that, yes, I said it wrong. But the concept of what the lever's doing, okay, can't be denied. And that's the part you keep running from. You keep not doing a diagram of a lever and explaining how you think it works. All right, a new upload last. Life's not bad after all. So that's kind of mush, so I don't think there's anything here that'll be worth the time. Explaining a top doesn't involve untangling 5 months or 5 years of Gary's lies. So where is there a lie? Oh, okay, that's right, there aren't any. No matter what I point out, Gary will misrepresent whatever he possibly can. So where's the misrepresentation? So can you quote those? So instead of doing the video where he puts my misrepresentations together and shows how I'm misrepresenting what he said, and there's no doubt about, I'm not misrepresenting anything. I mean, he put up two of the four Hofladay videos. Where's the other two videos, by the way? Where clearly, where he's still pretending to be an ally of mine, he's insulting the fuck out of me to Hofladay, proving that I was absolutely correct to be suspicious of his motivations. So I will try to be less fuzzy, less concerned about that, whatever that is. Because it's going to happen even if I have to help, even if I had the help of NASA. So he's bringing up NASA for no real good reason, but we'll get to NASA. That's why it's important. I think it's funny that he's always about how he has to clean up the mess other people make. Yeah, it's all there is here on Earth. Is preventing the harm to the evildoers from doing more evil. Be that procreation or whatever, yet here you are rectifying the mess he leaves in his wake. So what has Brozo rectified with his name-calling video? Oh, that's right, absolutely nothing. Okay, edit. No need to apologize. No, 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 no. Yeah, 6 a.m., blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so he's talking about it. Yeah, he's here at 6 a.m. putting together his great horse race video. But he does have to make constant videos because it's the only thing he knows how to do. I don't think he's apt at anything else. So I'll have a contest with you for, say, $10,000. And we'll see who can install a furnace best or who can shingle a roof better. Or, you know, go ahead, name anything just about on this planet. I can juggle better than you. I can do a lot of I play golf better than you. I can do everything better than you, you fuck. So, and how do you acquire these skills in life? You don't acquire that knowledge and those skills, you know, accidentally. You know, you have to actually do lots of things to acquire those skills. And I did lots of things. I worked a lot, okay, at a lot of things. So anyway, so that's just bullshit. So, you know, I'm willing to, you know, I've earned what I know. And I'm not going to take that kind of cheap shot without saying, well, why don't you man up, you dickless piece of shit, and prove you have some right to look down at my competence at things. Because you have no right. Because the fact is, I am competent. Brozo said, you know, should I show my paintings? I mean, Brozo says that they're 10-year-old paintings. I mean, it's a ludicrous accusation, you know, statement. You know, I'm not a master. But, yeah, pretty good. Again, you don't gain any of that for free. It isn't just, oh, yeah, I have that. You know, unless you're an idiot savant or something. Well, it's time he learned. It's like being a chef who never cooks anything. So again, just more lies. Just talks about how salt and sugar are interchangeable because it's common sense. Well, see, you know, just more fake analogies to circumstances that don't really exist. LOL, doesn't deserve a critic astute as funny as you, Stephen. Yes, he's so funny. Yeah. I mean, you can't even... You know, he's as funny as Groovy is cool. But I am so grateful that you do it anyway. Damn, you really look forward to your post. La 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 la. This is somebody using, you know, emoticons. Numerous ones. Oh, God. You and your missus are very welcome. Scary. We deserve every bit of entertainment we can squeeze out of this man with his swinging brick for a heart. Whatever the fuck that means. Just too silly. Too stupid. Alright, so here's the stupid, another stupid Farley comment, so we'll do that. I think Gary confused because Pendulum's periodicity is nearly unaffected by the maximum angle amplitude, provided the angle is less than about 15 degrees. So, again, he's saying there's some sort of confusion. He's just writing from the Wikipedia article. It has exactly the same 15-second thing I said. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing new here. So, yes. Oh, you read a Wikipedia article. Okay. I had mentioned all of this to Gary's comment section a few years ago. Bullshit. And, predictably, I was reamed out by one of his idiot psychopaths. What could that even mean? No, that didn't happen. I pointed out the individual to an article on the history of pendulums, which explained all of this. All of what? The relationship between pendulums and mv squared? Or one-half mv squared? I don't think you'll find that. So I think that's where Gary got this idea from. So, insipidly silly. So, first I say, no, he never posted anything. Fuck that. And second, clearly, I'm not sitting there. It was a side remark. It's just too pathetic. These people are so fucking ridiculous. Except he got the details completely backwards. Yes, that's all I did. I got the details completely backwards. I made a mistake. I said 10 ton instead of 5 ton. Okay, for small amplitudes, the period depends on the length as well as the gravitational constant. Well, obviously, the gravitational constant is the only thing making it work, so of course it's dependent on the gravitational constant. So that's almost irrelevant to add, but not the mass and not the amplitude, again, for small angles. All right, that's interesting. However, I can see Gary being able to grasp any such nuanced details without misrepresenting for his own ends. So again, you're the one misrepresenting. On our video, directly addressing your arguments, you totally ignored everything in the video and picked on the most irrelevant, obscure, tangential bit in the video. That's what you did. Okay, and you're talking about somebody misrepresenting something? Oh, fuck. The entire purpose of him misrepresenting... No, you quote mining from videos. What's the entire purpose of his quote mining from videos? Taking 13 seconds out of the video. What is that? What's the purpose of doing that? When the rest of the video was direct accusations addressing your direct statements. Okay, the entire purpose of him misrepresenting Newton on pendulums. I mean, too silly. Shouldn't it be penduli? I mean, oh, wait. But this entire reason for talking that particular piece of nonsense about pendulums was simply a desperate attempt to back up his intuitive, it's not an intuitive, guess that he has never actually tested that levers, long or short, oscillate. Okay, yes, that's what they do. And the only way they can oscillate is the energy has to move from one side to the other side, from one side to the other side. That's the only thing that can cause the oscillation, is the migration, the exchange of the energy. The energy goes from this object into the other object. And then the other object, gravity gives it back and it pushes it back up. And then it gives the other object the gravitational potential. So the energy is going back and forth. That's the oscillation. And you believe that there's twice as much energy on one side of that oscillation than there is on the other side, which is free energy theory, and you have not responded to that assertion. That is the accusation against you. If there's unequal energy on the two sides of the oscillation, then you're making free energy. When balanced and given a jolt at exactly the same rate, but they do not. So again, he's saying again that somehow they don't do it at the same rate when it's a solid piece of anything. It's solid. They can't possibly be at any other rate. This out here has to move twice as fast as this. There's no choice. But I did not know this until I tested with several different levers. Well, let's see those tests. I'm sure he didn't do them at all in any way relevant to my explanation. All of Gary's description and every single one proved the exact opposite of what he claimed. So I didn't just claim it, I showed a lever oscillating. All right, I mean, and it was quite obvious, 1 to 4. And it was quite obvious that twice the, four times the distance moving over to here, because it was a lever, 4 times the distance, and 1 distance over there. It was all quite obviously viewable until I actually show that he is going to continue to deny it. Yes, so get to that part. Get to the showing part. And even after I have shown it, he may well continue to deny it. Well, there's nothing to deny except your free energy theory, okay? So, yes, I know there's no free energy. So I know your theory can't be true. Okay, edit. I found the clip I was looking for, but I misheard. Oh, what is that? Let's see. He's not arguing with me anyway. He's arguing with nature. So what's this? Is this some excuse? I can't produce my video showing that levers don't work that way? He just thinks he's arguing with me. Apparently, nature is a troll. So, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck could this possibly mean? So, he's overtly stated he can tell the difference between a 1 mass out here and a 2 mass, 1 unit of distance in. He can tell that difference. He can say this one doesn't weigh the same as this one. He can tell because one of them has more inertia or something. And so he'll be able to tell when you put a 1 mass out further on the lever or a 2 mass in close, exactly half, that somehow he'll tell the difference. Even though they weigh exactly the same, he'll tell the difference. We're not going to see that video, I'm sure. Yeah, I saw someone had commented on his channel that the center of mass was below the axis in his experiment. Artwork. What are you talking about? The center of mass is below the axis in his experiment. I don't even know what he could possibly... I didn't see the comment, so I don't know how he saw it, because I didn't see it. Okay. But that comment was deleted within hours. Oh, I think it was retracted by the idiot who made it, I guess. Because it certainly doesn't make any sense. Proving that he doesn't want to deal with any criticism. So, again, it doesn't prove anything. So, we have no evidence of any... It's Farley. Okay, Fartley. And so, there's no evidence. Anything he says is just made up. Okay, so there never was a comment, or the comment was deleted by the other guy. It's all talk. No proof. All right, and cannot handle being proved wrong. Proved wrong how? What does this even mean? The center of mass was below the axis in his experiment. What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, it's an honest question. What the fuck are you talking about? The center of what mass? The center of the pendulum was clearly the center of the pendulum. I don't know. And if that needed demonstrating ad infinitum. So again, there's nothing here. Yes, that was something that concerned me too when I tried to construct his actual experiment as drawn. A lever. So this was somehow complicated, a lever. It's almost impossible to balance a triangular fulcrum with masses resting on the lever. Well, that's your choice. Again, I hung it from a string, because that would be the smallest amount of friction I can imagine. But anyway, it's extremely unstable. Yeah, that's, it's extremely delicate. That means any kind of extra energy will cause an oscillation. It's great. And the bigger, the longer you make it, the more unstable it becomes. The more like a, gravimeter it becomes. So it's not surprising that anyone who tries it has to ditch Gary's design. So why would you ditch something that worked absolutely perfectly, and I demonstrated to work absolutely perfectly? I can't even, there's nothing I can even say. I mean, I pointed out how the magnets made it so perfect, because obviously you can guarantee you start with perfect balance. Okay, and make something similar but not as drawn. It doesn't matter. You put a bearing in here. I don't draw a fulcrum, right? There's no fulcrum here. I don't draw a triangle here. Look, there's a little bearing here. It doesn't matter what you use. You just want something that allows it to freely oscillate. Too silly. Okay, anyway. Gary's design, but similar but not as drawn, thus proving that Goofy talks out of his and that it's him who does not give consideration to these nuances. So what nuance was missing? So again, there's not going to be any explanation of anything, any nuance missing. What nuance is missing? You hang a stick from its center of gravity, from a string, and you create a balance. And then you can put stuff on the balance and see if they weigh the same. I mean, what's the nuance? The nuance would be as you make the traditional scales, you know, where they put the little platforms, because the little platforms actually screw it up quite a bit, because now you're changing this direction. And that screws it up. So you can't hang things off of the lever without making a mess of it. You know, because the circle, the distance you're traveling changes the length of the string, technically, I guess, in some way. I mean, the theoretical balance isn't, you're not really at the point, you're changing the center of mass of the weight and putting it at a different location in absolute space, so to speak. You know, so if you have a hard, rigid thing and you're hanging something below here, you end up changing the center of gravity, so it's like here, and then when it tilts, then you end up moving the center of gravity sideways. You don't want to be doing that. Anyway, the Science Channel has featured some time ago employed a teaching aid comprising a YOLO ruler balanced centrally on a pin through a hole in the middle, with various masses able to be placed on various hooks along the lever, which, I mean, this is so rudimentary. I mean, the very fact that he's not aware that these, you know, technical scales, like, you know, like the scale that was at the school nurse's office or something, you know, the scale, your big scale, you know, that they measured how high you were with the same scale and has a little T in the cross. Yeah, it's the same principle, idiot. Such that they were two suspended below the axis. So he knew he had been drawing a different than is practical. So he knew he had been drawing it different than is practical. I mean, where is he getting this from? What the fuck is he talking about? Well, it doesn't matter whether I make the fulcrum a triangle, or I make the fulcrum a bearing, or I make the fulcrum a piece of wire. It doesn't matter. You're creating a fixed place for the, you know, energy to be transferred through. No, that doesn't move. All right, anyway, too crazy. But continued until the day he had to make one himself. So, again, what is the difference between what I made and what I described? I'm glad he's demonstrating his proposed design does not work very well in reality. I'm glad he's demonstrated his proposed design does not work very well in reality. I guess I still don't understand. So the fact that I chose a rationally superior way to make the lever, that is, you know, I don't have to worry about sliding off the fulcrum, I don't have to worry about notching anything, I can just, you know, I can make the center, and then if I needed to, I could have just shaved off a little extra metal if I put it in the wrong place. It just happened that I drilled the hole quite perfectly. But anyway, something he is unfamiliar with at the best of times, and that we have to make it differently if we don't have all day to mess around with unstable design, his. I'm still, what the fuck is he arguing about? That when I drew a simplification of a lever, I shouldn't just put a circle in the center, or I shouldn't put a triangle. I should, what, put a string? Because that's the preferable way to do it? I don't understand what your argument is. You thought the design was a schematic for something? I don't know. I'm illustrating an object. So if I drew a car as, you know, with wheel and a wheel, and I didn't draw the wheel on the other side, you wouldn't know the wheel on the other side existed? I don't know. Too silly. The main difficulty I found was the simplistic fulcrum he draws. I'm drawing the symbol of it. So I guess this, this is a Sparky. So if I drew the ground symbol as lines with a, you know, in a triangle that sort of looks like an arrow, he thinks it's an arrow pointing down. What does he think ground is? You know, he's going to get confused because the symbol, he can't make a physical symbol like that. And then when he made one, it wasn't automatically grounded. He doesn't understand basic schematics. That you just draw things, you know, a diode is a thing like this, a little triangle thing with a line. Is that how you would make a diode? You draw that on the board and you say that's a diode. The drawing is the diode. So he doesn't know the difference between the map and the territory. He doesn't know the fact that we use little icons to represent things, and that you use a fulcrum is just a standard little way of representing the center. All right, the main difficulty I found was in the simplistic fulcrum he draws. There are, because I used a common symbol used for probably hundreds of years, he was confused and thought it was an actual schematic for a product that I was going to make. There are a surprising number of alternative ways of making a lever balance like a seesaw in a more stable fashion, but in all honesty, I wasn't sure about whether some of them accounted for cheating, his proposed experiment, and which version was the most honest compromise. So all of this bullshit for something so simple. You just want a fixed center that can rotate. It's not very complicated. In the end, you have hard drive bearings. Just use one of your hard drive discs and just glue a stick to it. The disc, we'll assume, is consistent all the way around, so it'll be irrelevant. So just glue a stick to one of your hard drive discs and use the bearing in the middle, okay, as the fulcrum. In the end, I had to suspend the lever from above in various ways. Otherwise, it's like trying to balance a plate on top of a pencil without spinning it. So again, he didn't think of bearing, just using a bearing. Again, you can see, right, in these half my drawings are just a circle, half of them have a fulcrum. So what? What's the difference? This is the center of the lever. That's all this is representing, is the center. It's not a schematic, you retard. Oh, God, he's just so full of shit. I'm not sure it matters much, though, for the purpose of showing his fundamental claim is wrong. Okay, so again, he's going to show it. Please do so. I've shown it, okay? I videotaped the lever working every time I played with it, did the same thing. So go ahead. Show your version. At risk of repeating myself for his benefit. Okay, but I don't even know what that means. Just get to it. You think the lever works some other way. It doesn't oscillate perfectly with the weights as I defined them. If he actually bothered videotaping the two main versions of his experiment, I don't know what this is, when made some effort to compare them honestly, he wouldn't need to see my experiments. If he actually bothered videoing the two main versions of his experiment, there's really one main version. You put two masks on and you put a one mass two distances away. What other version do I need? I don't understand. So a 10-ton train, 5-ton train. Okay. All right, anyway. It just doesn't make any sense. My experiment. So, again, he's apparently saying he has a lever that doesn't function as a scale and a balance and doesn't do exactly what I demonstrated it does. Okay, he would discover for himself the best way, in his case, that one case oscillates much slower than the other. Doesn't matter how fast it oscillates. It only matters that there's twice as much energy on one side as the other. So I don't even know what oscillation you're talking about, frankly. What other case? So when a two-mass, I guess he's saying when a two-mass and a two-mass are equidistant, he's saying that oscillation speed is different than when it's a two-mass and a one-mass, that somehow the two-mass moves a different amount at a different speed. And I guess I would argue plainly that's impossible. All right. Because he is against whatever I tried to explain this, there's no explanation. What are you talking about? You've never tried to explain anything. Where have you explained how levers work? Oh, that's right, never. He deliberately misinterprets what I'm saying, pretending I'm claiming one side of the lever oscillates at a different speed than the other side. He's fundamentally dishonest. No, I'm saying it's impossible for them to weigh the same, that is, for the weight of this to be the same as the two, and for there to be any difference in the motion. When the two and the two are oscillating, this end of the lever out here is still going twice the speed. It's doing exactly what it would do if the one object was on it. So you can't make this idiotic argument that there can be a difference. Anyway, he's just going to keep saying he's proven it and he doesn't show us any proof. Okay, because his giant mouth, I don't know what that is. All right, well, anyway, he's fundamentally dishonest. So again, I showed the lever oscillating. The 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour on one side, and the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour on the other side. I showed it. He's also forgotten about the 15 months ago he was arguing a lever could not be used to launch. I never said a lever couldn't be used. I pointed out that things slide along the lever, that there's different things you have to fix for, that levers move on an arc. I pointed out certain little facts about levers, but I never said you couldn't do it. All right, used to launch two sets of coins at two different velocities across the tabletop. Yeah, well, that's where we ran into the angular momentum problem that neither one of us understood at the time, and that was just a fact, is that the rolling is storing more energy in the heavier object than it's storing in the lighter object. One object has more of its velocity is caught up in angular momentum. Questioning how I know the weights, how could I possibly know where to place them on the stick, as he kept referring. Oh, no, I mean, obviously no one knew what you were doing in the experiment. You didn't explain it. You just played video of a stick moving and things flying off of the stick. So yeah, it took me a while to figure out what the fuck you were doing. So again, he's going on and on about that. When that video's still up on my channel, you can see my honest reaction. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck he's doing in the video. There's no dishonesty involved at all. Anyway, I've superimposed the image in many of my experiments. So that I can see the ghostly image of the two levers with the same momentum. So he overlapped two videos. I guess that's what he's saying. Masses, as directed by Gary, proposed experiment that he appears to have ignored in more ways than one. Why did he opt for 4.1 ratio, 4-1? Because it's obviously more illustrative of the point. I had a long enough lever. I was actually going to make it 8-1 or 6-1. But I said, yeah, 4 is plenty. You get big 4 motion over here, little 1/4 motion over here. It's really easy to see the huge difference in the oscillating velocity. When he's drawing 2-1. So you don't understand how drawing space is a little different than a meter long lever. yeah, I can do things on the leaf that I couldn't do, I can't do on a 2-foot surface of board. All right. And that makes it painfully obvious that two versions do not behave the same. So again, there's no obvious not behave the same thing. Doesn't matter what you do. Again, your free energy formula means the bullet has 2,000 joules and the gun only has 2. That's your free energy formula. All right? That's what the lever's illustrating. If I move the 1,000 times lighter object 1,000 times further out on the lever, I'll get the same outcome. I'll create a bullet at one side, okay, and the gun at the other side. And they'll oscillate. The very, very tiny small mass moving very fast will in fact equal the very big object moving very slow. And it's just a fact, okay? A fact your formula is in direct contradiction of. Your formula says somehow the light thing moving very fast has a preposterously huge amount of energy. All right. See, and that makes it painfully obvious the two versions don't behave the same. So that's just more nonsense. There's nothing obvious. Go ahead and show your video. Let's see your proof. One goes much faster than the other. Okay, show it. Prove it. It's interesting to see how see so graphically demonstrated, perhaps better than showing actual times, etc. So let's see your evidence, okay? You say the two mass on one side can tell the difference between the one mass twice as far out or the two mass, that somehow the lever moves differently when it's impossible that it moves differently because it's the same lever and the atoms are going in exactly the same places. How the fuck could it be different? How the fuck could it take more time if the lever's moving exactly the same? If every part of the lever is moving exactly the same, how could it take more time? Oh, that's right, it can't. Could you be incompetent? Yes, that could be the explanation. All right, anyway, so we'll just have to wait, you know, for this piece of evidence that he'll never provide. Onwards and upwards, all day, practically yesterday, I was tied up elsewhere today and will soon be tied up, blah, 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 all these little obligations he has. Let's see. So it generally is difficult finding enough time for myself to do all the versions of his proposed nonsense. So there isn't any versions here. You're claiming that somehow it's these two versions are different. So there's a version where you take a two mass and a two mass and they're equal distant from the fulcrum. And he's saying that oscillation is different than if I have a two mass and I put a one mass out here, that it oscillates at a different speed. Now, whether or not, I personally couldn't care less the speed, okay? Because all we really know is that this will move one half as much as this. So somehow he's saying that the two mass is going to move with less energy if the one mass is out here. Is that the argument? I mean, the speed will dictate. The speed is dictating the energy of the object. So somehow the two mass changes its energy depending on whether I have a two mass here or a one mass here. Somehow this side has a different amount of energy. When I poke it, it's a different amount. It moves at a different speed than it did the first time. I'm saying there's no way that's right. So you're not going to provide evidence of that because it's nonsense. Can't happen that way. All right, it's impractical for me to work outside when I have to leave at the moment's notice and resume the next day. So whatever all this is, my house is a mess for a reason. I don't have Bruce Yerney's large workspace or even Gary's. So again, this is such a joke. Where's my large workspace? Oh, it's impractical. Oh, I guess he's saying I can go outdoors. Amazing. Anyway, maybe I can upload a teaser of what I've already done. Oh, please, yes. But it's a pity to not make a complete package. Oh, yeah, there's your name-calling package. So I don't end up like Gary with lots of bits littered everywhere. We shall see. So there aren't lots of bits littered everywhere. There's direct responses attempting to debate your points, And then there's videos, canned videos, so to speak, where I'm illustrating a specific point, and the video is devoted to that specific point. I think a reasonable, rational person can tell the difference. There are videos I point to. I deliberately point to them and say, that's the video, that's the video. You want to debunk this subject? Debunk that video. Yeah, well, anyway. Just such liars. Alright, anyway. Oh, let's just get through these last two and get out of here. I think I can speak for a lot of us when I say we can understand your videos are better than you seem to think, and we generally appreciate the time and effort you invest. So again, that you generally appreciate him titling a video debunking when he got an answer right in between his prediction and my prediction. So his answer was right in between the two. And you think that's good science. To say you win the argument. I mean, you know, that the experiment proved. So you're just defining yourself, Todd. You're defining what kind of despicable character you are. I want to thank you again for taking the time and effort to account a guy who is indeed fundamentally dishonest. So again, where's the dishonesty? Come on, what is this accusation? Where's the dishonesty? I've just spent an hour or whatever it is going through all of these inane, insulting comments, attempting to reason. You're the one with the dishonesty. What did I say that was dishonest in this video? No truer words were written. Fundamentally dishonest sums it up nicely. So again, it's just such a pile of shit. Ugh, it's disgusting they get away with this crap. I'd say his main skill is his deceptiveness. So I guess that's enough, right? I mean, there's just no point. So no matter what I show, whatever I produce in a video, it's deceptive, all right, when it's just overtly stated. And again, you can go through the history. Am I deceiving somebody when I point out the theory for over 100 years was mv squared and got answers that were 50% off? Is that dishonest or deceptive? Just point that out, that for 150 years they thought they had the truth and they were defended their truth and this was the truth. And it was 50% off. No, you're just too silly. All right. There's no point. I won't even bother. Let's see if there's anything in here about whether he's going to make a video. I don't see. He could rent it out as a car parking space. Where is this? I think it's time he started using his Neanderthal forehead. So again, he's talking about other people's appearance, okay? And, you know, it's Neanderthals had a sloped forehead. They didn't have a big brain, okay? The fact that I have a big forehead is an indication that my skull, the capacity of my skull is bigger, you idiot. You can't even figure that part out? And if I pointed out that some other people had, you know, big foreheads and they were happen to be smart, what would you say to that, you know? I mean, it's just such a funny critique, you know, that, so this guy has absolutely nothing in the appearance points category. His appearance is in every way shitty. I mean, it's just shitty. He's a shitty looking person and he's casting these kind of stones. It's just hilarious. I mean, he has marked gross defects, you know, it's like the elephant man, you know. You're pointing out that somebody else has pimples. I mean, it's hilarious. Anyway. It's just so pathetic. You know, it's so delusional. You know, that he would make these kind of jokes when they could just be turned on. If other people were as trivial as you, they could just keep pointing in things, your defects out. You know, and that, you know, they could. But why would somebody do that? It's too ridiculous. I mean, your defects are so obvious, it would be like beating up a midget. Oh, yeah. Anyway, just too funny. I mean, obviously, in all non-deceptiveness, I am so grateful to be me and not you. Oh, how lucky I was. Oh, man. So anyway, till the next time and such. It's just so funny. You could give me a, you know, the universe could be infinite, and in the infinite amount of time, I don't think I would ever contemplate. I wonder, would it be really cool if I was Stephen Bro? If I look like a Stephen Bro? That'd be my grandest ambition. You're hatched on Earth, and you just can't wait till you grow into a Stephen Bro. Can't wait to get there. Yeah, I could wait. I could wait an infinite amount of time. Anyway, till the next time and such. He's just so clueless. Again, he's just, you know, such a glass house, and he's sitting there with his grenade launcher from his glass house. It's just so fucking ridiculous.